Many of us remember our school years as a bombardment of information without much regard for our feelings, or at least without much guidance in how to manage our emotions. It can be a pretty turbulent time of life. But today, coping skills are being taught in the classroom in some Hawaii schools under the banner of a growing national movement, Social and Emotional Learning. Courtney Teague is a reporting fellow for Civil Beat. She has the story in today's Reality Check. Good morning.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you visited some classrooms where this is being done. What are they like?
Yeah, I did. So we went to Wheeler Middle School. There's about 800 kids on that campus, and 97% of them are from military families. So educators say that makes it tough for people to connect with their peers and connect with their teachers when they're moving around all the time. Mm-hmm. So a lot of teachers there are saying that this social and emotional learning curriculum has really helped. And what it is, it's pretty much in the name. It teaches kids to understand their emotions, to learn better social skills, to reflect on their behavior. And these lessons, they feature cartoon videos, journaling, discussions, fun stuff, not too much different on the surface from a lot of other classroom lessons. But the lessons are about rejection or anxiety, sexual harassment or friendships, a lot of difficult topics that are age appropriate.
At that age, a lot of things get how shall I describe it? A lot of emotions get roiled up. It's the dawn of adolescence, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a tough age. And a lot of teachers are saying that this curriculum, you know, by teaching kids to advocate for themselves, interact with their peers, they say that that can help them actually in the classroom. Managing anxiety, for example, helps them calm down if they're struggling during a test. And those are the kind of things that help kids advocate for themselves when they need some extra help. But, you know, a lot of people say simply it just teaches kids to be better people, and that's important too.
There's a term in your Civil Beat piece I haven't seen before, trauma-informed instruction. What's that?
Yeah, so this is another new concept that's really gained popularity in the past 10 years or so. So when you think of trauma, typically people think of some really dark, serious stuff, right? But here we're thinking of trauma as it could be anything from divorce to child abuse to homelessness or substance problems at home. Mm-hmm. Those are all sources of trauma. So trauma-informed instruction is really a change in attitude. So teachers are being trained to think when a kid acts out, it's not because they hate the teacher or it's just bad behaviors. It's a sign that they need help, and it's a sign that something is going wrong, maybe outside of the classroom, and they just need a little extra love.
Sounds as if behavioral science and academia are coming closer than they were previously, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. So this is something, like you mentioned, that is becoming more popular across the country. Again, we've really seen that change recently in the past 10 years or so. And a lot of Hawaii schools have had these opportunities because of $12.7 million in federal grant funding that three complex areas received, a couple of those on Oahu and also one on the Big Island. And in spite of all this great change, some people still say there is more to be done. They want more schools statewide to start using these kinds of practices. We have one DOE consultant that we talked to. He's been with them for a very long time. He says the Department of Education struggles to meet the needs of its disadvantaged students. While they do try to do so many of these great things, sometimes that can kind of trip them up because they're trying to do too many things at once, and it makes it hard for them to stick with some of these great initiatives.
Well, there's certainly plenty to be done, Courtney. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporting fellow Courtney Teague.